You know, the call of all calls that really summed it up for me was the fourth and inches and empty backfield. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan directly behind the center. Everybody knows what's coming. It's quarterback sneak.
Yeah.
You're going to do a quarterback sneak with no back to help you block or that extra push you might need against the number one defensive line in all of football.
You know, I don't know.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah, I don't know about the personnel package, and that's a good point. I don't have a problem with the call.
Because
you just feel like, I don't know, if you're a coach.
How many fourth and shorts this season have the Falcons laid an egg and did not convert the fourth and short because of a terrible play call?
I know
the one against the Saints.
The overtime game.
Oh, the one against the Saints. I like the chance of going for the fourth and short. That was go for it. See if you can win the game.
Yeah.
But don't make a delayed handoff on it.
I don't know. You just feel like that Matt Ryan can poke the ball out and get 6 inches.
You got to get there first.
I don't know. I mean.
You got to get past the line of scrimmage.
Stretch the ball out. Go right against, in between the legs of the center and the tackle.
Not against
the guard.
Not against those guys.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen.
Well, and you know what? If that's the case, if your line can't get a push for a 6-inch gain, you are beaten. In my opinion, you are beaten before the kickoff.
My problem is that it's you see a 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, and of course the Falcons are going to instant first down, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Why not run the play action and throw it to Tony Gonzalez again?
You know, to me, it was like the Atlanta Falcons football team was the only ones yesterday that didn't know that they were in a playoff game.
Right.
It was like everybody watching knew, the Giants knew. But it was like the Atlanta Falcons.
I thought the first half the Falcons
defense played great. We got pressure on the quarterback like we haven't gotten all year. Eli Manning could not sit back in the pocket comfortably.
And now our defensive coordinator is no longer with us.
He is gone.
He's in Brian Van Gorder is an Auburn Tiger.
Headed to Auburn. AJC reporting today that he has headed to Auburn. So what does that say when your coordinator is leaving?
He saw the writing on the wall.
College job.
He saw the writing on the wall. He knew what was coming.
And
changes are coming.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity to go to a big-time school in the SEC. Take that opportunity.
I think Mularkey.
He's gone.
I think what's going to happen, in my opinion, I think that Mike Smith is going to give. You got to appreciate what Mularkey's done. He's developed Matt Ryan well, and he's done a pretty good job.
He got us to this point. It's time to take the next step.
And I think that Mike Smith will give Mularkey the opportunity to take a head coaching job and walk out, you know, without having the embarrassment of being fired. If he does not get a job elsewhere, I think he'll be fired or he'll resign, either one.
Then I say, Arthur Blank, open your checkbook up, go get Mike Martz, bring him in.
And I hope I would
say Josh McDaniels, but he went back home to New England.
I would think that Steve Spagnuolo's got to be right up there.
Go get him.
As one of the top candidates for a defensive coordinator.
Go get him.
I know him and Mike Smith have some intertwining over their NFL careers also.
Great defensive coordinator.
He is. And, so I would think that he would be a guy that you'd be looking at.
But you've got to spend some money in that secondary, too. Thomas Deku, he's awful, dude. He's awful. He was picked. Even the guys on Fox were tearing him up yesterday.
But, you know, Eli Manning, it was proof yesterday of that game. Pass rush can smooth over the ills of a less than stellar secondary.
Right.
Because even with Brent Grimes out yesterday, when we rushed the passer, Eli Manning did not have a good first half.